Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock. Blessed be the name
Welcome everyone to another edition of Flashpoint. Stephen will be with us in the second half. I have already recorded him. Okay, China leads the world in everything as far as what the New World Order will look like. All the impositions of unheard of demands, restrictions, confinements, forcing. So let's take a look there and see what we can expect under the Final Beast Empire. There's a video here of children in quarantine camps. The heading is that they are screaming for food, too. We know that the Chinese have been using drones for some time, get tested, lock down, stay inside, all of this. Now there's a new wrinkle to the drones. The drones are armed. There is a video of a NASA scientist say, yeah, the Earth does appear to be warming, but, you know, it has warmed in the past, and furthermore, it has nothing to do with man. He said it has everything to do with the sun, the moon, with the universe. And I have read before the astrophysicists that studied the downing of American and Russian satellites stated that it was the incoming brother star to our sun. It is a binary star, and it is this system that is coming in from the south, exuding all manner of radiation that is being absorbed through our south pole, which is unprotected by the magnetosphere. In fact, the O2 in the air is of such little consideration to the wealthy that now, in order to avoid the hassles of the airports and all of the troubles in the air industry, they're buying private jets. That's how they're offsetting the troubles with too much CO2. Their favorite destination is Mallorca in the Mediterranean. Life is certainly very difficult for the kings of the earth. Newsom in California is saying, don't charge your car at certain times because our grid is going to go down. So now get an electric car and save the earth. And now they're saying, get out of your electric car. We don't have enough electricity to power it. Are the people obeying? Well, they're circumventing the grid. There's an electric car in the driveway being charged by gas generator. And there is another car with a generator on the back of it. He can just take his gas generator to charge his electric car whenever he wants to. Besides the inconvenience and the non-availability of electricity, there is a terrible toll on the earth by mining the elements for electric batteries. The loss of ancestral lands because of extensive mining is being felt in places like Chile, Congo, Uganda, tribes in Nevada. One Chilean indigenous leader said, our water is disappearing because of the mining. There used to be rivers and lakes all over, but no more because of mining. Lithium, cobalt, zinc. In fact, the study said 65% of the area's limited water resources are consumed by mining. The same goes for some ancestral lands in Nevada. There is a proposed Thacker Pass lithium mine, which could affect the ability of the area to farm, produce food, and have access to water. Besides of the huge contamination of the earth that follows the extraction of these minerals. The National Congress of American Indians is deeply concerned that the mine will threaten the community. The introduction of man camps near reservations, says the National Congress, has been shown to correlate strongly with an increase in sexual assaults, domestic violence, and sex trafficking. Besides all of this, the lithium batteries are unstable. I have offered a video of cars, buses exploding spontaneously at traffic lights, on the road, in the driveway, in the house. Cost to make one electric car battery. You have to mine 500,000 pounds of materials. It is required 100 to 300 barrels of oil to manufacture one battery that holds one barrel of oil equivalent in energy. This is a horrible loss. This is like ethanol, where it requires all this oil to reduce to ethanol. The carbon cost is 20 to 40 tons of carbon dioxide for one battery, and it is going to increase mining demand between 400 and 4,000% for lithium, cobalt, zinc. Experts say there is not enough mining in the world. There are some videos here where children in Africa are being enslaved as young as 5 and 6 years old to go work in these mines. This is right back to the 19th century England. This is right back to Charles Dickens. 40 European CEOs have warned, we don't have enough raw materials to shift away from oil. I offer to you that the goal is not an energy shift, but an energy denial. They want to enslave mankind back to serf status, back to 1830. No energy. You can't light fires. Go live in caves. Go live in wherever you can. No, don't live. Either you're under our control or you will be dead. There's a video of an Italian cooking over burning sticks on his gasless gas stove. Dr. Daniel Neges, he's a Canadian physician, ER physician. He has studied biology and physiology at McGill University. When he started speaking, he was promptly denigrated by the entirety of the net. You know how that goes. You start speaking the truth, and suddenly the world is against you, the official world, the beast empire. He said that the vials are stored at unheard of degrees, cold degrees, minus 40 to minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Generally, minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit is enough to stop biologic activity. They are not causing a stop to biologic activity. What are they stopping by these extreme degrees? They are stopping a very advanced chemical reactions of polymerization and ionization. Ion is when you take something and make an electric charge to it. Polymerization is when you take various particles and you make them form together in a string, like repeating structural units. When Moderna website that they were uploading an operating system into our bodies, that is exactly what they are doing. They are causing these crystals, these polymers to form in our bodies. And as soon as the shot is in, boom, they go. Matt Taylor, I have one of his web videos on here. That he has done studies. He's an electrical engineer, that he has seen the ribbons in mass. Very interesting. Please investigate Matt Taylor. The new fall booster is only tested on mice. They say it's tailor-made to address Omicron, all of these derivatives that we have seen since the jab was introduced. We have seen all of these derivatives of COVID. It's not derivatives of COVID. There never was a COVID. There was only the flu. If you look at the statistics, during when COVID was introduced, there was no flu. None. If you look at the interview of Carrie Mullis, he said PCR cannot be used to detect pathogens. It can't be to detect disease. He said, if you run enough repetitions of the cycle, you will find anything you want. It's merely a technique to enlarge an existing small piece of something that they want to investigate. But there's too little of it to give to this test, to that test, to this test. So they multiply it, and then there's enough to study. So they used a false test on an imaginary COVID, which is nothing more than any other coronavirus, a cold, a flu, anything in that category. And now, because of the jabs I offer to you, We are seeing all these derivatives, all these other sicknesses in a row cropping up, and now we're down to Omicron, going right down the Greek alphabet. What they're doing, has nothing to do with disease. It has everything to do with uploading an operating system into your body. So when you get the chip, that the chip and the already uploaded operating system and 4, 5, 6, 7G will be able to control you. You will cease to be human. You will certainly have jumped off into the satanic kingdom. Stop getting tested. Matt Taylor, there are fibers in the mask. Most of them are made in China that are contaminants. They move. They respond to body heat or body electricity. I don't know, but they respond to a human finger. Really creepy. Additionally, jabs make people glow differently in UV light. That's why they're installing blue-purple street lights all over. So when you walk down the street at night, they can immediately tell who is unvaxxed. And of course, then you are promptly will be an enemy of the state. You're not yet, but you will be. There's a Lancet article. I don't have time to go over that right now. The final beast empire. There is a video of a rabbi in Israel explaining who runs the world, the secret society, Rothschild type humans that are probably first in Satan's kingdom as far as running the secret society. It has been taken off the regular internet. I have found it someplace else. I'm going to see if I can upload it here or at least give you a valid link. The link that's in the bibliography is not working right now. There is a humorous video of somebody telling the world not to get the shots until $100 bills start floating in front of him. This is very well done and just very well done. It's only a few seconds long, maybe 60 seconds. Please enjoy that. Germany now has introduced a digital ID. It's in German, but still you can understand the title. And they may have guards in full military uniform with large guns by October 1st. I mean, this is the 14th, folks. That's only a couple of weeks away. Possibly, they say, resulting in platoons patrolling the streets and coinciding with the return of mask mandates. Yep, they're going to bring it all down again. Oh, of course, the mask mandates are for the unvaccinated only. If you are unvaccinated, you're not uploading the operating system in your body, and the powers that be cannot control you, and you are therefore an enemy of the state. And the command on the street is directly subordinate to the Federal Ministry of Defense. So this is not a group. This is in direct control of the government. Canada is telling people, save lives, kill yourself. Yes, they're saying our health system is going to go down. Well, they have made everybody in Canada ill by all these jabs and tests. And now they're saying that their health system is breaking down. So if you are not able to be healthy, you need to kill yourself. And you know, they say that doctor-assisted death could save the government between $35 and $140 million a year. This is sounding an awful lot like the propaganda in Germany before World War II. In children's schools, they used to say, how much could it save our government in healthcare funds if we killed all of the damaged children who have no help of a healthy life? And it just expanded by there. Pretty soon they had euthanasia core for, you know, babies, then 2 years old, then 12 years old, and pretty soon it was just wholesale murder. A school in Australia is including bug chips as part of the school lunches. Remember, bugs contain chitin, which is pathogenic. It can cause cancer, other diseases, very, very bad. There are very few kosher bugs, so be careful. Be careful what you eat. There's a video of people on the street being offered samples of human meat called Humeat. People are laughing and joking at the offering site. One lady is even joking, "Who am I eating?" They thought it was so funny to eat human meat. This is cannibalism on the streets of the UK. In Switzerland, the government is paying snitches. If you know anybody who has set their thermostat higher than 66 degrees, turn them in. It is your duty. And of course, they have a very pretty girl on the phone talking about her friend, her neighbor, her acquaintance, or a house she was just in. The penalty is upwards of 3 years in prison. The USDA wants to register your garden. Why? Probably so they can destroy it. They don't want you to have access to food outside of them. They want to force you to be under their control, their protection, their destruction. Additionally, here is a glimpse into the new world. Illinois, starting January of 23, no bail requirement. You get arrested for second-degree murder, no bail. Kidnapping, no bail. Armed robbery, aggravated DUI, which is habitual, suspended license, driving with a child in the car, driving the wrong way on a freeway, you get out of jail free. Violent acts in general, one of the few that you can have a bail is first-degree murder. Outside of that, you're free to go. This is just, they want to trigger tyranny in this country. Additionally, the police cannot remove or arrest trespassers. If there is somebody living in your chicken coop and eating all your eggs, they can't do anything about it. You're stuck with that person living in your chicken coop or in your shed, or if they've gained access to your garage, they can't do anything. And another slice of the future is a video pay with your right hand. This man, who evidently is aware of the times, videoed a convenience store in an airport unspecified in English advertising the Amazon Just Walk Out system. And what it is you pay with your right hand. That's all it is. You pay with your right hand. He walked around and videoed, if he was trying to figure out how do you use this? And he came upon the picture on the side of the kiosk, yes, showing the right hand over the scanner. And that was the Just Walk Out system. We have a pending collapse of the economy. The railroad, it might decide to go on strike tomorrow. September 15 is the deadline. And the analysis is within 3 days of a railroad strike, the supply chain would be totally crippled. Again, why is all this coming out? Now they want us to be in chaos. They want us to die because Satan doesn't need, 8 billion people. The trucks could not pick up the slack. It would require almost 500,000 trucks a day to pick up the slack of the railroads. And in their wisdom, in their foreknowledge, in their pre-planning, I don't know, seems awfully fishy. Within the last 6 years, the railroads have eliminated 1/3 of their workforce. So as the need and the demand has gone up, railroads have been cutting staff. Some unions have agreed to a deal, but not all. Additionally, sometime this month, UPS drivers may go on strike. The present contract is enforceable until the spring of 23. In the meantime, again, the lockdowns, people ordering off Amazon, off Walmart, off every place to try and get food and necessities because of the lockdown has worked them to the breaking point. And why now? Why now when it's opened up? Why now do they choose to go on strike? Very fishy. I don't know if you have a mind like I do, but I think, all this is coming together in September of 22. They've been planning this for a while. UPS now moves 60% of the gross domestic product of the United States. The UPS workers are working 12 to 14 hours a day. You can see them. They run. They almost throw their things down, and they're ready to strike this month, September. Banks. banking is under so much stress. This is somebody writing in. I think it was off Telegram. I didn't get it. You have to listen to it, though. Okay, my son banks at Chase, and he made his car payment through a credit card. He tried to pay his car payment through the credit card, and it did not go through. So he went to the bank, and they said, no, we take checks or cash only. We cannot process your credit card. This is Chase Bank. But he had to go to work, so his dad is writing this, and he said, I went in with cash to pay the card. So he goes into the bank, and he asks, why can't you, take the credit, a debit card? And he was told, we are switching to a new system and cannot take electronic payment until it's complete. I asked her if the new system was quantum, and she said she didn't know, but it's very complicated. I asked her how soon this system would take place, and she said that they were in training, and they have been for several months. They're trying to learn the system. Is there a collapse coming? I know our local bank has been shut. We have to go to the main bank 15 miles away. I was in there. I was allowed in because somebody has scammed my debit card. I need a new debit card. So anyway, I went in there, and the bank is empty. They're taking everything off the counters. They're taking all the cash out. And I said, are you going through? I didn't want to say they're closing the branch, aren't they? And I said, what is going on? She said, I'm just in training. But the way she was slapping those dollar bills around, there's no way she was a trainee. She was an older lady. There were a couple of men in there. They're closing the place. I know they are. That's one of the signs of bank closing. Why would they close a bank? They're all going digital. They don't need branch offices where you can take your dollar bills in there, deposit them, get a slip, any of this. It's all digital. That's all they need. They don't need them. There's a video here of a German, let me see, what is this? It's not the Reichstag. In their governing body, announcing that September 24 will be a day remaining in our memories as a day we will say, I remember exactly where I was. That is coming up. This is the 14th. That's 10 days. 10 days from now, what is going to go down that it will be? And I don't, their dates aren't exact, but I would say on or about. Something is going to happen toward the end of September or the beginning of October. I don't know what. But the Vatican is pulling in all monies into the Vatican Bank, main Vatican Bank. The banks are going, are closing branches, saying they're going to a complicated system. Here, this German leader is saying the 24th. Okay, we're at 25 minutes here. Okay, I'm just going to do this quickly. We talk about it more in the next segment. But has the war in Ukraine turned direct rather than proxy? NATO has been training their troops, and they have announced or let it be known that they are going to train. NATO troops are going to go in and take back all of Ukraine, even Crimea. Russian media is saying we should ask for troops from North Korea, China, and India. North Korea has offered 100,000 troops. Russia launched a massive barrage of cruise missiles in order to put their energy down, stop the trains that were headed down to Mariupol, because that was going to be their next big fight to retake Ukraine, was going to be down on the Azov Sea near Mariupol. And they jammed Starlink, which they offered was being used by Ukrainian military. They stopped everything. There were blackouts. And they, with the train stopped, all of the troops, armaments, tanks, all that stuff was just sitting in a field, and they came in and blew them all up. Medvedev now has issued a threat of nuclear war. He said Russia's strategic bombers are now systematically destroying train loads of tanks, armor, ammunition, all trapped in depowered trains. Now, Azerbaijan attacked Armenia yesterday. The big thing here is that Armenia has invoked the CTSO, the CATSO Treaty of 92, which was put in place at the fall of the Soviet Empire by Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan, but not Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan is now selling gas, promises of increased gas production to Germany, and Iran backs Armenia. So that's another one. That's Iran, Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan versus NATO. Is that the way it's going to go? Is this an East v. West? Are they lining up for Ezekiel 38:39? Please stay with me because like we shall be in the second half.
They will leap the mountain like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun. My rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be
second
the name of my
of
shield. Blessed
with
be
me,
the Lamb who will open
Stephen.
The scroll.
Welcome to the show, and Stephen.
Thank you, Bonnie.
And, you know, let's start out here. I've talked a bit about Ukraine, but let's start out. What is some background information that you have found out?
Well, I have, of course, contacts in eastern Ukraine, as well as information that I've gathered from things out of Washington. And as I'm watching in the latest major losses that Putin has had, specifically a Kharkiv, that's actually the way they pronounce the name. I think Kharkov is how we probably pronounce the name, where the Ukrainians were able to take back that city and the Russians retreated from it. That was a major blow. That's kind of northwest of the Donetsk region. And the thing that happened there was Russia, I don't know exactly why they took the defeat they did and why they were taken down, but they were. And as a result of that, Russia had sent in a new third corps group, 15,000 men to protect the Donetsk region against a huge mounting group there of Ukrop army buildup in a place called Avdiivka, which is just outside of Donetsk. And it is a major buildup. One friend of mine that actually lives in Donetsk said that just the other day, he had a couple of friends that he actually fought with in the war there that came by. And he said they were telling him that the situation's not looking good, because what happened, Russia pulled that 15,000 man Third Corps group out of Donetsk and sent them to go up to Kharkiv to retake the city that they just got defeated on. And so in their view, the Russian military is making major mistakes by, one, allowing Kharkiv to fall, and then at the same time, pulling out the troops that were sent there to protect Donetsk against this massive onslaught of troops. These are your neo-Nazis there, taking them out, them coming in, getting ready to launch a major attack on Donetsk. And he says, there's no way we can hold off this particular hardline military if they were to attack. And he said, if Donetsk falls, he said, the war will be totally lost. And now I did ask them, though, I said, because I saw in the news that they were saying that the Russians were heavily attacking the infrastructure in Ukraine now using cruise missiles. That was confirmed that they did. They had targeted power plants there. Also, they had targeted the railway system to cut off the supply lines. And for the first time, Russia, in fact, that's what I was told too, it was the first time Russia's actually targeted the infrastructure that heavily, specifically power plants, because they've tried to keep the Ukrainian people from suffering from the war as much as possible. But with such heavy losses, they didn't have much choice in the matter. They had to make a decision to change the way the tide was going there. So as a result of that, hardliners that are calling for Putin's resignation because of all these major setbacks that they've had. One thing that this brought to my attention as I looked at this, Bonnie, is that in meetings that I had a little while back, probably a little over a year ago, we were discussing that Putin would actually resign, or would he would actually announce he's not going to run again in 2024, and that there had already been chosen a very strong hardliner that would take his place, that would actually bring the country of Russia to war with the West. Now, with that being stated, I have wondered if these blunders that are happening on the battlefield are not beginning to set the stage to make Putin look as if he's really not doing a good job, so that they can justify the change of power that they intend on doing in the first place. So that's something that I've kind of kept a close eye on, to see which way will that go. And, you know, of course, then you've also got the very serious issue of the power plant that Russia does have control of there in eastern Ukraine, which is the largest nuclear power plant, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Bonnie, in all of Europe. And the Ukrainians continue, or have at least till late, had continued to shell that plant, and of course putting major risk of nuclear fallout as a result of that. And I don't even know how to pronounce the name of that particular plant there, but I think it's Zaporizhzhia or something to that effect there. You know how to pronounce that one, Bonnie?
No, you know, I some of these names, you know, the way we would look at the letters is not the way they would. And I know it, the end of it sounds like almost like Heiji or something. But
right.
Beyond that, I don't know. Right, but exactly. I think you're right. It's one of the largest, if not the largest, nuclear plant, energy power plant in Europe. Very dangerous.
You know, the thing is, and I think we mentioned this here on the broadcast already, is that according to Washington, what the insiders there have told me is that this power plant, that the NATO wants this thing to be breached, because it would effectively make a no man's land. It's that much radiation. And they said they would really kill thousands of Russians in the process of that. You know, I don't know which way that's going to go, but I do know that the situation for the eastern Ukrainians, who have looked at Putin as being a savior for them to rescue them, is not looking very well right now. And they're talking about literally having to stand, and of course, you know, as they've told me, they can flee and go to Russia for protection, but that they're going to stand their ground. If it means dying, they're willing to die for what they believe in. And these are Americans that are living there that have felt strongly about, you know, what happened with Ukraine to start with back in 2014 with the Maidan coup. So I still believe, though, as people look at Putin, they say, well, Putin is against the New World Order, things like that. I think that's all smoke and mirrors.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
They're all working together. They were each given a script, and they're playing their script.
That's the way I see it. I don't see it any other way. And, you know, this is what the Chabad organization under Menachem Schneerson, this is what he said, that they would make it look that the Russians were taking back part of the territory that once belonged to them, that the Ukrainians themselves would feel like that they're being suppressed by Russia and that they're having to fight for their lives. But at the end of the day, they said they will end up killing the Slavic people and Russians by having them kill each other and serve their own purpose. And they really have become very successful in that. And oddly enough, the people that are in power, that are controlling, that keeps this war going, are Chabad member Jewish people. And so when you think about what was said there, and then you see this horrible, horrific crimes that are happening in the country that are being reported by everyday Ukrainians, especially the part about, you know, the Ukrainian military killing their own people.
Yes.
And then I get confirmation out of Washington, Bonnie, that the United States is aware that, in fact, yes, the Ukrainian government is killing their own people.
Well, now, Washington would just champion that. I mean, they're in on it, too.
Exactly. Because money is being made. As that war continues, the money that's going over there, it's finding its way into political pockets.
That's it. You know, the people on the soldiers say they have nothing. They have to share guns. They have no ammo. They have no barely any protective clothing like Kevlar vests or helmets. Yet billions are going there. Where is it going, Stephen?
According to the source I have in Washington, this money is going into the political, those people that are controlling the country, is going into their hand, private sector, things like that. The money is basically just going into the elite's hands. And
Zelensky Chabad types, or everybody,
yes,
in that group?
Well, from what the way it was put, they didn't single out the Chabad organization in this case here, but they did say Zelensky and those that he's affiliated with, they're the ones that are getting the money. And it was confirmed that the money is not going to the Ukrainian people.
No.
It's not going to the soldiers. I do know, even from video footage that I got where Russia was shooting cruise missiles at the power plants there in Ukraine, one of those videos that surfaced of that was sent, uploaded by an American. It appears to be that it's American military, just from the way I gauge they're talking about what was happening. It did not appear to be civilians. And I do know that we do have Navy SEAL teams over inside of Ukraine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And right, that is a real kicker. They're saying today, information to Hal Turner, is that one in three of the dead bodies around the Kharkiv, however you say it, but we would say Kharkiv area, are NATO soldiers from all over the world. There are some black ones. In fact, a locals report black soldiers. Are they special ops? I don't know what they are, but they're speaking English on their streets. Are they from Africa? The local reports are that they're U.S., I don't know if they're speaking English. I don't know if any native Ukrainian would be able to discern the accent between a foreigner from Africa or a black African with an American accent. I don't know. But some of them were actually in NATO uniforms. And that is the reason, opines some, that Kharkiv was such a route for Russia. Is because NATO had stepped in with planning and commission and the effectuation of the planning, and it was a totally different war. And Russia just backed down to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute, what is this?
Exactly, and that's where the problem is, Bonnie, is that we have troops on the ground in there. We know the Israelis have troops. I've actually published the very, very reports where they're actually wearing Ukrainian uniforms. They're all speaking in Hebrew, and they're thanking Israel for the weapons that they sent over. But then I was able to confirm that we had officially, we could say we had Navy SEALs on the ground, and that,
yes,
they were training Ukrainian soldiers how to use new special type of weapons.
Yes.
Yes. And
NATO evidently semi-openly avers that they are training NATO standard troops for 6 months of, and these are troops, NATO, that's all over the world. That's New Guinea and Guyana and, you know, whoever's a NATO nation, to go in and retake Ukraine, even to Crimea. And they said the training is going to take 6 months. I don't know when the 6 months is over with. They've been doing this for a while. So, you know, I just wonder if we're not going to see a war on or about Sukkot.
Good possibility. I mean, even the Pope of Rome is stating that World War III has already begun.
Yes.
And, of course, we know the Vatican has moved all, you know, requiring all of the Catholic diocese to bring their funds back into the Vatican bank.
Good point. Good point. Yes, yes, yes. That money. Is the Vatican bank, okay, suppose there were a bank collapse and, of course, the shareholders in, I mean, the account holders in the bank, of the bank, in the bank, loaner, an unsecured investor, and those that, and bank interests are secured interests. So they can take your money under present, you know, U.S. holdings by the Supreme Court. People think their bank accounts are safe. They're not. That is an investment in the bank. So is that what the Pope is afraid of? That when the banks collapse, that Vatican funds can be taken by the kings of the earth, the, you know, whoever those are at the top?
Well, the way it was put to me by an economist that I'm friends with there, he said that the Vatican owns a lot of real estate, and what they're preparing for is widespread insolvencies. This is the way that he felt that it was, that they were looking at it, and that he likened it to the Great Depression. And he was saying that, you know, the smartest thing they could do is to bring their funds back in the way they did. Let me just see if I can find quickly the way he expressed this. Yeah, he said they're preparing for widespread insolvencies. And when an institution becomes insolvent, he said, think of banks' runs during the Depression. It is generally followed up by the funds and assets being frozen, which the institution is currently managing. So those entities would do what's called a flight to safety into currencies, economies that they view as less risky. Relativito, where they believe the risks are present, I believe the paper, well, he's talking about a paper I used in one of my broadcasts there, touched on it. But he goes on to say, the dollar liquidity crisis, which is still beginning to unravel currently in a global markets, an exacerbated version of what occurred in 2020. So at any rate there, the Vatican is just preparing for that major collapse to come. And for them to make that move, that's letting the rest of the world know
yes.
that they fully believe that that's about to take place.
Yes. And here the German minister is saying that almost sounds like a 9/11 event or an assassination of John Kennedy event, which is just seared into the older people's minds, but surely 9/11 is seared into everyone's minds. So, you know, is this a bank collapse? It's almost more than a bank collapse. It is almost, I mean, I don't even know what. Both of those were very violent. But that's how on the edge we are. Is that a
right.
bank collapse? Is that an attack on America? I mean, Russia is already saying that, you know, this, the importation of sophisticated arms, the HIMARS and the Excalibur GPS-guided weaponry and NATO troops with their sophisticated, their superior strategies, already that is taking it from a proxy war to a direct war between Russia and at least NATO. But Russia has to know that NATO is America. America has carried NATO for
New World Order up and running. they would need some type of catastrophic event on the United States to, to create that.
Yes.
And one of those catastrophic events, as we've mentioned before here, is a nuclear weapon going off. And so that's
Certainly what Henry Groover saw.
Right.
You know, in several major cities all along the coast and even Chicago.
Right. And we have the Poseidon, Russian nuclear drones with hypersonic missiles on board, patrolling both east and west coast right now. And Russia's already, in several reports that have come out, are showing the active involvement of the United States military in Ukraine.
Yes.
And so Putin, he knows that the U.S. is involved there now. And so it's just, it's basically, it's just a matter of time before, you know, we see a situation where we're going to be an all-out war with Russia as a result of the actions that are taking place in Ukraine. So in Russia's mind, it's not Ukraine fighting the war. It's the United States fighting the war along with NATO. And so, you know, it's just a matter of time before something happens there. So
I wouldn't doubt. What do you think of this, Stephen? You know, three or four deer just marched into my front yard and they're happily, you know, having a meal at my salad bar. This is so charming in a way, and it's so, so frustrating in a way. Anyway, okay, what do you think of this? Okay, I lost my train of thought watching all
while you
deer,
gather your train of thought.
All these deer jumping around in my front yard, they actually arrived with a pounce. They were, you know, deer hopping on the driveway, and they just pounced on the grass. Oh, goodness.
There you go.
Yes.
One thing I'll mention while you regain your thought there is that, you know, with Queen Elizabeth, as they say, dying recently or passing away, I was seeing how that there was news articles that came out and said Putin will not be invited to the funeral. And it was kind of comical to me when I saw that. I thought to myself, Putin wouldn't want to go in the first place, because it was disclosed to me that when Putin met with Queen Elizabeth, that it was a very tense situation, and that she actually, and this is so conspiratorial for people to hear this, but you know, I get this right from the top and from someone that knows him personally, but she shapeshifted in front of him to let him know that she was reptilian and that England was not to be messed with. And from that day forward, he didn't want much of anything to do with her. They said he was fearful of her because of that. And from what I understand, and this, again, is going into probably things that would be so conspiratorial, but they talk about how that when the queen is dying, it's one reason why you saw so much silence there for a little bit. They actually do a transference of her spirit into a new body so that later she'll become queen again. And I don't know. I mean, I get this from very reliable people that are up there at the top that know about these things, but it still is like bizarre and beyond the capability of the mind to even fathom that such evil would take place. But, you know, I guess evil can get pretty bad.
And that is what they're banking on. The fact that good people would not believe just how evil it is, so they don't. And that is their trickery is complete when they're so bad that the people of the world could not believe how bad they are. I saw a close-up picture of the queen, you know, in her nice, pretty hat and clothes, and she's out for an official function trying to look her best, but her eyes are evil. She's looking over with her head kind of ducked and looking up. And you can tell that her pupils are not normal human round pupils. They are cat-like. They are vertical reptilian eyes. And one of them was actually, you know, in the process of shape-shifting. It was kind of whited out. So, yeah, I believe it. And it what is coming to this earth, when it says in scripture that people will die of heart attacks at what they see, I believe it.
Yes.
We're just about out of time, Stephen. Okay. We're at the 25-minute mark. Anything you would like to say in closing?
Well, people just need to be prayed up and prepared.
That's right.
And you mentioned the high holidays coming up, Sukkot, and things like that.
Yes.
It's going to be a very bumpy road.
Very bumpy. That's right.
This could truly be the year that those bumps really start getting hit hard now.
I think so. Thank you so much, Stephen, for taking time. I know you have to get your taxes in today. And you have set aside time for us. Thank you so much, Stephen.
I'm a stranger to you and Yana. Like swift steeds, they will run. They will leap to mountain like a flame of fire. Like a chariot in the sun.